Well, let's be relentless in the charitable sense by saying hi to Greg in New Orleans, Louisiana on AM 690. Hello, Greg. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I have a question. I don't want to say it's silly, but I know it's serious at the same time. But I've heard the phrase, the person has sold a soul to the devil.
Right.
Is there such a thing that someone can do? I mean, I know there's not a devil with a cashier, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well,
you go a little further into that.
Yeah. That you have to, first of all, whenever someone brings that up, you have to clarify what do you mean by selling your soul to the devil? Because different people will have different definitions. But I think too often, Greg, people give way too much credit to the devil. You know, the devil made me do it. No, you have free will. So you can't sell your soul to the devil, meaning that, well, I'm bought and sold. There's no hope for me. I'm on my way to hell, right? As the AC/DC song says, right? I'm on a highway to hell. No, the devil does not have that kind of power. Now, he does take what you give him. If you open the door to the devil, if anyone opens the door to the devil, he will, in fact, rush in. You give him permission to come into your life, he will wreak havoc. But no matter how far gone any particular soul is, there is always help in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that person who has, quote-unquote, sold their soul, all they have to do is name the name of Jesus Christ and repent of their sins, and the Holy Spirit will come rushing in. So don't let anyone tell you, you know, that someone can be so far gone that they're lost. Look, as long as they're breathing, the gospel of Jesus Christ is more powerful than any sin in the world.
Greg, thanks for the call. 7 after the hour. This is Catholic Answers Live. Q&A open forum.